Hey guys, in this podcast, we'll be understanding that what is one lesson from the life diary of Stephen Hawking. For a moment, take three deep focused slow breaths and pause to reflect on your mental machinery, working tirelessly in the background. If we can calmly reflect on our mind, one can clearly see the sands of resistance in its working. Yes, the sands of resistance. Resistance in the form of non-acceptance of a present moment. Non-acceptance of the current physical, financial, and emotional state we are in. Most of us, if not all, struggle to reach the expected standards in our professional or personal life. This resistance to accept our present accumulates over time, breeding anxiety and stress at a subconscious level. Just as we adapt to the noise of the air conditioner at the background, we fail to appreciate this resistance lurking in the deep pockets of our mind. All the sands of resistance choke the pipes of our creative energies. One man whose life acts as a guiding lamp for humanity is legendary scientist Stephen Hawking. For a second, feel yourself in his body. Feel yourself. A body which is degenerating and breaking under a motor neuronal disorder. It can have a debilitating impact on your emotional health, pulverizing even the most toughest of the souls. At such moments, acceptance of the present moment, acceptance of your reality seems a cruel joke. Yet, he didn't even just survive, but thrived in his professional life. He just thrived. He thrived to become one of the most astronomical, one of the most renowned scientists all over the world. One of his colleagues, writer Eckhart Tolle, cohabiting the same college as Stephen Hawking, quotes, "A few weeks later, as I was leaving the building, he was coming in. And when I held the door open for his electric wheelchair to come through, our eyes met. With surprise, I saw that his eyes were clear. There was no trace in them of unhappiness. I knew immediately he had relinquished resistance. He was living in surrender." Unquote. For allowing our creative juices to flow, we need to first accept who we are and what we are. The first step is a Herculean task, as our mental wirings does not allow to do that so easily. Once we are able to do, like Hawking accepted that he had been struck by a rare disorder, this prepares the fertile soil for our productivity in the mental landscapes. Working with the power of acceptance can challenge our stories of trials, tribulations, and triumphs. We can all learn from the master Oogway of Kung Fu Panda when he whispers, "Your mind is like this water. My friend, when it is agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But if you allow it to settle, the answer becomes clear." Unquote. Such a beautiful line by Master Oogway, one of the favorite characters of the Kung Fu Panda movie. Similarly, the lake of our mind can be pretty calm once we just accept ourselves and then build our endeavors above this foundation of acceptance. Hope you guys have enjoyed this article and you'll be using the power of acceptance much more strongly in your lives.